On Friday, I had the opportunity to sit down with Team Ireland defender and Cashel native Caoimhe Perdue ahead of their clash with the USA in the Women's Hockey Nations Cup. We spoke about everything from the competition to the rise of hockey and even about her previous life as a senior camogie player for Tipperary. Here's that full interview now.
Sports Beat Extra. Beat 102-103.
Caoimhe, thanks a million for joining me. I mean, the first thing we have to talk about is Ireland have been here before, you know, the final of this competition last year against Spain. And now that you're here again, you obviously want to go that one step further. What was different going into the competition this year, obviously outside of the fact that you knew you had something to prove?
Yeah, no, we're a super determined team anyway, and we definitely have that fire in the belly from last time round. And yeah, no, we decided well before we came to the tournament that it's gold or nothing. So we've all really focused in on what we want, and we're doing it as a team, which is vital to get there.
I think one of the big things this time around as well is that not only have you gone unbeaten in the pool stages, but also alongside that, and I suppose Aisha McFerrin and Elizabeth Murphy will probably be delighted as well, that you haven't conceded a goal either as well. Like, it's a really brilliant feat, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's probably one thing we took from a review we did this morning, was going through a whole group stage without conceding is at international level is something to be really proud of. And it just shows how connected we are at the back. And then having Aisha and Lizzie Murphy in the goals behind you just gives you the backing that you need.
I mean, describe to me, obviously, the game against New Zealand is when you knew you had qualified into the semi-final stages. What was that like? Because that was an extremely hard-fought battle, that 1-0 victory against them. Was it at the end? What was the sense of relief like for you and the rest of the team?
Yeah, it's always tough playing against New Zealand. That they were the semi-final we had the last time, and we were definitely defending a lot of that game. So I think the mindset was that we can beat them, but you know, you have to get the job done. You can't just rely on hopefully getting the scores. You have to do it. So yeah, no, it was a tense game, but we were glad to come out at the end of it.
Was there a different sense than going into that final pool game that you could relax a little bit? Maybe a few players obviously got switched out and all that in that game as well. But for you going into that game, was there still something to be proven to finish at the top of that group and obviously to get that clean sheet as well? Or was it more about resting and getting ready for the semi-final, obviously, tomorrow?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, for pride anyway, we wanted to get 3 for 3 out of the group stage. And also in these tournaments, ranking points, world ranking points are up for grabs. So it's a huge, like, you have to be thinking about those in the background. And thankfully, we've actually jumped up in our world rankings. So we're now currently at 11, which is great because we're pushing to get into that top 10 and top 8.
I know it's fantastic because I remember obviously a few years ago there was all the commotion, I suppose, nationwide about the Irish women's hockey team. And that seems to be kind of coming back a little bit now, obviously, with this competition and seeing how well you've been performing. Obviously, you're out there in Chile at the moment. How does it feel kind of looking over the sea and seeing the sort of coverage that you're getting at the moment? Does it feel like you're a bit distant from it now, or will you feel it a lot more, do you think, when you get back?
Yeah, it's always nice to have the support from home. And I don't think we realise it once you're out here, because we're obviously in our bubble and we're focusing on the games and stuff. But it's always nice to get those texts from home or just replying to your socials and stuff. It shows that people are watching and people care at home. But yeah, it's always nice to go home and hopefully we can bring back the gold so they're all super proud of us.
The big thing, obviously, after the New Zealand game was figuring out who you'd be playing in the semi-final, because it would have been decided on the loser of the final game in the other pool between Chile and the US. Are you happy out with the US, or is there a case that either of those teams were going to be mental to play against anyways?
Yeah, we played Chile and US in friendlies, warm-up games, and they were both tough games. And I think we knew before the tournament started that you're probably going to have to beat everyone to win. So we didn't really mind who we got in the semis, but it's USA will be a tough one, as Dave Passmore, their coach, is an Irishman. And I had him as a coach for years going up through the Irish setup. So yeah, it'll be the battle.
Is there an added level of friendly rivalry there, then, obviously knowing the head coach? And on top of that, playing that friendly against the US, how do you think that prepared you now for this semi-final game? Because the stakes will be different, but it'll be much the same opposition, really.
Yeah, I suppose you're obviously not showing everything, and you're just kind of getting yourself getting used to the heat, especially in those warm-up games, and just getting used to the pitch and the surroundings. But no, I think it'll be definitely more intense and up a level from the warm-up game.
I mean, you know, is it a case that the management team and obviously yourself are already looking ahead to the next challenge, or is it one of those situations that you have to take game by game? You know, because there is, again, that added level of pressure, obviously getting to the final last year, that you'll expect to be there again and to do one better and to win it. Is there a case that you're looking at a multi-format plan across the couple of games and even the final game as well? Or is it all just the buck stops with the US game and kind of to figure out where we go up until then?
Yeah, I suppose, well, definitely as a player, I'm just looking at game to game. I know that the staff are working incredibly hard behind the scenes, watching video. They're probably planning ahead, but for us, just looking day by day.
I have to ask on a different subject, obviously, as a previous senior Camogie panellist with Tipperary. Have you been keeping an eye on the league season so far? And obviously there's a big game for Tip versus Kilkenny this weekend. Is that something that you might have a little look in before you go out into the game to see who won on that one?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be keeping in check. I think it was one of the days we were traveling was the Galway game at home. So yeah, no, I'm super proud of the girls. I'm always watching and hoping the wishing them the best.
And there must be, I suppose, a lot of members on that panel that you would have played alongside as well. Is there a case that you're also kind of thinking, is there an element to you that's like, oh, what could have been if you'd stuck with the Camogie? Are you very much happy with the switch, obviously, over to hockey? I mean, you're playing on the world stage as opposed to playing at just county level here. But in terms of, I suppose, what people will probably, I say, even if you went to Tipperary, and this is obviously no disparaging comment toward hockey, but if people would obviously focus more on Camogie probably than hockey. If for you, obviously making that switch over, you're obviously more than happy with that at this stage.
Yeah, no, I loved hockey, so I made the change. But I was actually very lucky last year to go back into the TIP program. I just worked out with the timeline of the hockey season, and it was just great. Like to see the setup that there is now, like the high performance environment that's there. It's very similar to what I have with the Ireland squad. So I just think that the Camogie is pushing up. With the performance side and everything, so I'm really proud to see that. And God, yeah, once I was there, I was just like, what am I missing out on? But I'm really happy where I am, and I wish the girls all the best.
Yeah. Alongside that, you know, the Camogie team, there's a lot of pressure put on them, especially from last year when they went unbeaten in that sort of in that qualifier stage up into the All-Ireland and then unfortunately getting knocked out in the semi-final stages. But for you, you probably would have been used to the pressure then, obviously moving into the Ireland setup. Was there something comparable there for you with dealing with that pressure moving between the two?
Yeah, definitely. Like in tournament hockey, we could be playing back-to-back games, and you just have to get over any results, say in group stages. And we always say that tournaments are like roller coasters because you just have to manage them and get through them. But with Camogie, you could be waiting 2 weeks to play your next stage of the game. And I thought that was very different for me, like having to deal with that, constantly thinking about it, going through your day-to-day lives, because the girls like balance so much, and I thought that was very strange. But no, to turn it on for game day, I think it was really good.
Are there any gameplay skills you've taken from Camogie that have then influenced the way you play hockey?
Yeah, I do get a slagging sometimes for being a bit physical, and I'm a defender in hockey, whereas I'd be a forward in Camogie, which is a bit random. But no, definitely I'm glad I played Camogie up through the years. It definitely gave me the eye for the ball, and they always joke that it's ground hurling that I'm playing now. But no, I'm really glad I played Camogie when I was younger. It gave me those aggression and the skills that I've transferred over to my hockey career.
Yeah, and you say you might have been a little bit slagged, obviously, for physicality, but from the outside looking in, you know, people mightn't associate hockey with being such a physical sport, but it is deceptively so, isn't it?
Oh, very much. Yeah, like the fitness you have to have for hockey is crazy. It's up and down, up the pitch. Similar to like soccer, I suppose, in the structures, but the game is constantly flowing and you have to be switched on all the time. So yeah, you're pretty much intense for the whole 60 minutes.
And then finally, I'll round out by saying, you know, ahead of the semi-final, you know, if people are listening at home or people are going to be tuning into the match at 9:30 on the Sport TG Cahir, you know, what would you say to those people watching at home, obviously talking about the support you've had up until now and then the support going into this match?
Yeah, I just want to say, well, thank you, first of all, for all the support we've received so far, and that we really appreciate, especially having the coverage on TG Cahir Sport. It's been great, and we really, really appreciate it. And yeah, please keep watching and keep supporting, and hopefully we'll do it free.
Absolutely. Well, that match starts at 9:30 on Saturday. Everyone should be tuned in for the US game. And then hopefully we'll be watching again very soon then in the final and hopefully bringing home the cup this time. Thanks a million, Caoimhe, for joining me.
No problem. Thank you.